USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying this morning he might close the southern border again, tweeting that he's angry Mexico is not, as he puts it, doing much to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into our country. This comes after an announcement from Customs and Border Protection that the breaking point has arrived at the border with Mexico. The president also saying in an interview that he can claim victory after the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation didn't find evidence of collusion between his campaign and Russia, though the president says there were a lot of casualties during the course of the investigation.
People were hurt so badly. Their lives have been ruined, and over something that should have never taken place, an investigation that should have never happened. There was no crime.
He was speaking on Fox's Hannity, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A deadly carjacking incident yesterday in a Pacific Northwest city. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
In Seattle, police say two people were killed and two were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun and he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff.
U.S. trade officials are back in Beijing, hoping to close out a trade deal with China. The meetings have not yet begun, as reports are Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer just checked in to a Beijing hotel this morning. Someone who purchased a Powerball ticket near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is very rich. A single winning ticket in last night's drawing was sold. The grand prize worth a whopping $768 million before taxes. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
A sword-wielding suspect is dead and two cops in California wounded after an incident at the Inglewood Church of Scientology. It began yesterday afternoon. Reports of a suspect entering the building with a sword and a gun. When officers arrived, shots were fired. The two officers were struck, one in the hand, another in the arm. Both were taken to hospitals. They're expected to survive. The suspect reportedly shot in the head and later died at a hospital. There's no word on what his motive may have been. The Federal Trade Commission is shutting down four groups that it says were responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the groups pitched a variety of services, from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help improving Google search results. The FTC says in a news release that it brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and that fighting unwanted calls remains one of the FTC's highest priorities. And as we mentioned at the top of the news, it's opening day across Major League Baseball. All 30 clubs are in action, starting with the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx and the Mets and the Nationals in D.C. The Phillies and new star Bryce Harper open at home against the Braves. And the World Series Red Sox, the champs, close out the night in Seattle. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.